Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Third Thursday podcast with your hosts, Harry Ozarek and Ben McEntee, where we hope to connect, encourage, and equip student ministry leaders of today. This is a resource provided by the Rocky Mountain District of the Christian and Missionary Alliance, and you can find us on all major podcast platforms. Please hit the like, subscribe, and share buttons to help others be connected, encouraged, and equipped to reach students with the gospel. Here are your hosts, Harry and Ben.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Third Thursday podcast. It's great to be with you again, Ben. How you doing?
Yes, it is awesome to be here. So exciting.
It is the Third Thursday podcast, but you know what's funny is it's actually coming out on the fourth Tuesday this month, but we have a very good reason, Ben, right? We have
Keep going.
So we had the exciting opportunity of attending the Youth Leader Weekend 2024 for the Rocky Mountain District this last weekend, right?
Right.
Down in Bozeman, Montana, we had the one and only Ken Caster as our guest speaker. And we had a phenomenal time discussing how to help our youth, our next generation, to connect to God's word in a life-transforming way that they too would pass that on to the next generation. So it was a phenomenal weekend. And that's what our podcast is today. We're going to be doing a recap of the Youth Leader Weekend 2024. Our best attempt, if you will, at recapping the Youth Leader Weekend. So many good things happen is what I mean by that. So many good things. So many great conversations. We're not going to be able to hit them all. But we want to attempt at least to highlight some of the major takeaways. And it is our hope and encouragement that those of you that are listening are encouraged by this, are equipped, maybe a few little nuggets that you didn't quite have before, and that you can start applying in your youth ministries today. And so, Ben, again, thank you for joining me today, for allowing me to join you. And so let's just dive right in, okay? So this was an amazing weekend. The first thing I want to mention is, for anyone that's thinking about coming to the Youth Leader Weekend 2025, so we're already looking, you know, next year what we're going to be doing, there's some wild games of Uno. Am I right? Games of Uno. And you're thinking to yourself, Uno, this was wild. Cutthroat even games. Could you fill me in a little bit? Because you were at, I think, every game. I jumped in on a few. But I think you were kind of a ringleader of a majority.
I just like Uno, and I feel it just brings out the, I don't know. It wasn't necessarily, you know, we were laying down them wild draw fours and such. But that is cutthroat, I guess. But it was all done in the spirit of.
Oh, yes.
We were laughing.
It was
someone would just get loaded with, you know, a novel of cards. Yes. And then we just laughed and had a great time. That was incredible. And that's one reason why, if you're listening to this and you didn't come to the Youth Leader Weekend, and a pitch to come another time, is not only do you get good content, but you get to hang out with other youth leaders and just have fun. And that was a highlight for me. So that's very cool.
Yeah, the connections, right? I mean, sometimes our soul doesn't even realize how much we're missing those relationships and connections until we're there. I know there's different times for me entering in that as I'm there, I'm like, man, I didn't realize how much I was missing this, or how much was this hole of these great relationships happening. And so, what a great, great word. So so alongside those relationships, right, Ben, I also was remembering some different conversations we had in those large group settings, for sure, and the importance of role modeling. And so the theme of our Youth Leader Weekend this year was helping connect youth, our next generation, to the Word of God in a life-transforming way, right? In a way that they would go and share this truth and this hope and this love. And so I loved how Ken brought us to a place of, before we go, they need this, to first turn and look inward and go, am I experiencing the same thing I want them to experience? And that was such a beautiful place to start, in my opinion, of if we aren't already diving into the word and experiencing all that it has to offer, and the living word of God, the life transforming word, then we ourselves are going to lack the conviction. We're going to lack the excitement. We're going to lack the knowledge and understanding to be able to share that. And as we talked about, youth are one of the greatest authenticator, like filters, you know, like, nah, you really don't mean what you're saying. And so I don't know what you thought about that, but the idea of role modeling and really focusing first on, do I live this out myself first? And starting there.
No, I think that's great. That role modeling piece is huge. It reminded me of what I've always been told is, if you want your child to read the Bible, you just read the Bible and let them see you do it.
Yeah.
And that's a great example of what this role modeling we're talking about. Mm. Instead of saying, hey, you should read your Bible, actually do it. When are those opportunities where you can do that? Say for a student, when I go on a missions trip and we have our breakfast time, I get up, do my devotions right there. We put that in the schedule.
Yep.
Itself,
same. Right? Same.
And have that opportunity to show them that in my home. I mean, there is a chair that I have, and there's a chair that my wife Danielle has, and those are our chairs where 8 times out of 10 you can find us in the morning sitting there reading as our children get up. And that's powerful. So that role modeling piece is huge. I love it.
Yeah. So as we look at role modeling and wanting to help our students engage, right, it's really a generational thing. And I'm curious what your thought was on the whole generational equipping and helping our students engage in the word. So we're role modeling, but what's next, right? What now?
Right. Well, you're talking about the generational equipping, which was a huge piece, right? For the weekend, I really appreciated Ken bringing that to our attention. We looked at Deuteronomy 6 with Shema, and this idea that not only is the raising up of the next generation to follow the Lord the responsibility of the parents, but it's to all Israel, to everyone, to every believer, to your entire church. And this idea of how do we get these different age groups to come together and learn about the Lord together and grow together and role model towards one another. I think that's huge.
Yeah.
So can you totally hear my child screaming?
No, not at all.
No, there's a crying child in my house, you guys. Oh, it's okay. I'm sorry.
No, I can't hear nothing. It's all good though, because this is life. What did we just say? Generational.
I know.
Right, connections and equipping, and
I know
you have a family with children, and I have a family, right, with children. And sometimes children want to be known, even in the minute or in the middle of recording a podcast. And so, I don't even want to edit this out, to be honest.
No,
with you.
We're not going to edit it out.
Welcome.
There was either a stub toe,
or
someone offended someone else,
which can happen from time to time. So that's a great picture, honestly. What a segue. We didn't even plan this. What a segue to what, as you were talking, my thoughts were going into, I think sometimes we can be in danger of wanting to make major shifts instead of looking at some of the smaller things we can do to start making these generational connections.
Right.
So one of them that we do as a church that we kind of discussed at our youth leader weekend this last weekend was, do we keep our youth and our kids in the service with the adults? And then also, do we help our services connect to the other generations that are present in the church service, right? So we have, if we're going to bring the youth into the church service, meaning we're not just going to have a separate youth group time, and we're going to want the children in the service, and we're not just going to have a separate Sunday church, children's church time, and do our services help connect them to what we're doing?
Right.
So this transformative way of, does our Sunday service look to make the generational connections between the different generations? And it doesn't sound, it can sound bigger than it is. It's really looking at your worship, looking at your message, and just having little pieces of it, right? That can make a connection that maybe otherwise you wouldn't have in the past. So, and part of that life when you bring those kids in, right, is youth aren't always perfectly quiet. So if you want to hear a pin drop on a Sunday service with youth there or with babies there, right, or anything like that, like just on a recording where we had a child crying in the background, that's part of life. And your Sunday services can reflect that as well. And it requires some communication with the older generation in your church for sure. But what a beautiful picture when you hear a baby crying in the service. Because there's life there in the church. There's new life that's growing, that's coming. And I think even just a little baby crying is such a beautiful picture of where God wants to take the body.
Yeah, I love that. And that church, intergenerational church, and bringing in young people and children in with the adults is at times not perfect. It's messy. It can be a little chaotic here and there, or appear that way. But that is good.
Yeah,
that's good. And what I love about going back even to the modeling piece with this generational ministry, I tell my children in children's ministry and my youth that we do worship all together. And I'll tell my elementary students, I tell them, you get to model worshiping the Lord.
Yeah.
And you can model it even for an adult, because we don't know who's in there. There are believers. There's people who don't know the Lord. And to see a child lifting up their voice to God is powerful. So that empowers children. It empowers young people. It empowers adults. It empowers our senior saints. Everyone joining together. And I mean, that's a picture of heaven in that age.
All together.
All different. And so I really like that. And to create that kind of a space for that is crucial. That's what our church does. And I love it. I think it's great. And more of that, please.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah and amen on all of that. You know, and as we talk about equipping the next generation, right? We're also talking about opportunities to serve and opportunities to lead. One of my favorite quotes from Craig Groeschel is, and I mentioned it during our youth leader weekend, Ken did a fabulous job of kind of bringing us to this place of how do we help our students, our youth, our next generation to take bigger steps forward into serving. And it really starts with us as leaders giving them the opportunities. And this quote here by Craig Groeschel, if you want to develop leaders, not followers, you need to give those future leaders responsibility beyond their current ability. And what this really means is, church, we're going to take some risk and we're going to give opportunities where something can go wrong to this youth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to call them to a higher place of service, a greater responsibility that we already know is beyond their current ability, because we see something in them that God wants to further, that God wants to grow, that God wants to stretch. And what better place than the body, than the church, for them to learn that and practice that and grow in those skills, right? So I'm thinking of, we have youth right now in our own church serving with the live stream, right? Mistakes can happen there, have happened. And I always tell our church, board and elders, like they learned. They're learning some good troubleshooting skills They're learning how to come on time. They're learning how to make sure they're prepared prior to the live stream starting and so on and so forth. There's great learning opportunities that have been happening, and the mistakes that have happened, they've learned from and corrected. They aren't happening again. They're new things pop up. They're learning how to solve those new issues. That's just one spot, right? We've got youth that are singing up front on Sunday morning. We've got youth running the computer on Sunday morning for the lyrics and the videos and all that good stuff. I think for me, I'm blessed with a leadership that caught that vision, and we continue to want to push that envelope of how can we still help the next generation be involved in new and awesome, unique ways. And what I've seen from it is students that actually see in a real, tangible way their place among the body. Yeah. Not just as a student, but as a person, as a independent, uniquely designed, purposeful component or critical piece to the body. That they have something to offer, that they're wanted, that they have a place among, and that they belong. That's the word I'm looking for, that they belong there. Yeah. And I think that when that happens, a light bulb just bursts on in their life, and the growth in their faith just takes off. And I've loved seeing that. I want to see that for so many more students.
I love it. That's perfect. Finding places and ways and simple little things to bring your young people into a place where they are with the whole church.
Yes.
And serving, doing that. I love that we have young people. We get them on the worship team on a Sunday morning, that sort of thing. That's awesome. We have them in children's ministry and things. Also, just on the Sunday service for us, I carved out in our sanctuary the front right three rows.
Are
where our youth sit. And I put them, I said, we're going to take over the front, not the back.
Yep.
You're not second class citizens. You're not, it's, you are first class. Let's go. Cause everyone in the church is first class. And, but put them in the front there. And there are times where my senior pastor has to go, hey, cool it to these middle schoolers and high schoolers. Sometimes they're little yahoos, but oftentimes people come in and the church sees them engaging in worship, hearing the word, they're taking notes, and that's powerful. Absolutely. And I love it. I love it.
Yep.
You know, another thing, a takeaway from the weekend that I really appreciated was Ken brought out just kind of an Excel sheet, which sounds utterly boring. I understand Excel sheets, but it was fascinating. Just how a number of different churches of different sizes and shapes are doing children's and youth ministry. And when they're meeting, are they meeting on Sunday mornings? During the main service time, or are they with the church in main service? What do their midweek services look like? How often, et cetera, et cetera? And I think my takeaway from that is that there is a shift that is happening in youth ministry. That has been, I mean, there's always going to be shifts. In fact, I was out at an event for my children's school last night. Ran into a local youth pastor, and he just started talking to me about this. Are you noticing the shifts that is happening in ministry? How are we going to make these changes that need to be made so that we can engage young people to come to know the Lord? And all of that to say, ministry structure, how you're meeting, when you're meeting, what are the pros and cons, is so, so important to think about. Yep. Just because you've had youth group on Wednesday
for the last 20 years,
whatever doesn't necessarily mean that that is how it should continue.
Right.
And
looking at your context, where your students' schools, how they're organized. Like our schools have changed their organization of the school week in the sense that we've gone down to a 4-day school week.
Right.
So we're asking the question, is Wednesday the best place for our main gathering with the youth because Thursday is their last day of school for the week. And so there's a lot of tests on Thursday now. And so there's a lot more homework on Wednesdays. So yeah, right. looking at your context is a huge component of that.
Absolutely.
So much more.
Absolutely. I love it. Just being adaptive.
Yeah.
Right.
Adapting. Asking the question. Yep.
Right. And I think some might hear this and go, oh, you're asking us to do something new.
Mm.
And I'm really not, because there is nothing new. In my opinion, it's all been done.
Oh, you got me, Ben.
but to just rethink,
yeah,
to adapt, yeah. See, and if you're in that boat, I was talking to a youth pastor, youth leader from Belgrade, probably now, hopefully, Charles. He was candidating, mm-hmm, this week.
Yeah.
So, he was asking about coming in as a new youth worker and about making changes there. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, do a survey of, mm-hmm, of the parents. Find out what your church is looking for. Find out what days of the week work. Do a survey. Ask, what would be the best day of the week to meet? Not that you have to meet all their needs, right? Not that we're there just to cater to them specifically, right, but it's good just to get a pulse about what's going on in the families that attend your church and how to best to serve them and to, yeah, minister to them. So
beautiful part to that too is it's not all on you. Youth leader that's listening right now, you have a team. Your church for sure has a team of elders, a governing board, lead pastor, so on and so forth. You might have a team of youth leaders as well. Lean on that team as you're asking these questions. Ask them to yourself for sure, but take that time and ask them to your team. Ask these questions to your lead pastor. Say, hey, this is where my mind's at, and I'm asking the questions, and I want to ask you the same questions, not for the response right now, but would you just spend some time thinking through this from your perspective as well? I think that could be one of the most critical pieces to this for any youth leader that's listening right now. Ask these questions to your team.
Yeah. That's good.
They're there to help with the whole the mission of reaching the youth as well.
Absolutely.
Right? You're, yeah, not in it alone.
And that in itself is intergenerational, where you are inviting them in.
Amen.
So I think that's radically important. I love it. I love it. You know, lastly, for me, mm-hmm,
yes,
is there was just this idea of having them just hunger, having our, mm, how do we get our students to just hunger and, mm, thirst for the things of the Lord?
Yeah.
And as you said, you have a team, mm, Harry, which is true. It's not all on you,
yep,
youth worker, youth pastor, volunteer, yep, paid, etc., yep, whatever it is. It's,
yep,
not all on you. You have a team. But above that, there is something. There is someone that we can appeal to, and it is God. It is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Who I can't make a student desire to want to read their Bible, mm-hmm, all by myself. I can't make it happen.
No,
I can't force that to be there. But the Holy Spirit,
amen,
can do that and open up hearts and minds,
yes,
convict where conviction needs to be made,
right,
bring a sense of encouragement and hope. When,
yes.
And God can use us to be instrumental in that. And
yep,
I hope that I'm able to be a tool of the Holy Spirit to do that.
Yes.
But if the Holy Spirit, this was something I've said over the weekend, if the Holy Spirit isn't a part of what you're doing, then we're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And so creating, amen, a space where that can happen is, yeah, is critical. And,
yeah,
I thought that was incredible.
Yeah. Can't be understated, right?
Right.
Can't be understated.
Yes.
And this idea of if your mind is overtaken as you think through these things with all the things you need to do, put pause on that real quick. Put pause on that and instead rely on the one who already saved you. Rely on the one who's already brought you through countless valleys. Rely on the one who's already paved the way in front of you.
Right.
Right. And as you rely on the Holy Spirit to work in and through you, he will bring what you need to be doing to the forefront.
Yeah.
And as you're feeling like maybe you're trying to, you know, swim through this murky water of, I don't know what's next, or I don't know what to do next, and so on and so forth. Put pause on that. Put pause on that and go and spend time with the Lord. We talked at the beginning of role modeling. How sweet would it be to hear of our students swimming through this murky water that is teenage years, right? And hearing them go, you know, I put pause on that and I went and spent time with the Lord instead. Instead of being overtaken or overwhelmed with all of these dramas and issues and problems, you know, I put pause on that and went and spent time with the Lord, and I put those things at His feet. I mean, I would be overtaken with joy if I heard one of my students doing that. Well, guess what? Then if I want to hear that, then I need to practice that as well. And what a great encouragement it is that the Holy Spirit will meet us, is meeting us in that place and going to help us understand and discern and have wisdom in and through it all. So I love that. I love that, Ben. Beautiful. Without the Holy Spirit, we are doing work in vain.
Yeah.
And we don't want that. we want it to be for His glory all the way anyways, no matter what. And that means we cannot do it apart from Him.
Yeah.
To begin with. Yep.
Beautiful. Beautiful, man. Hey, I loved the Youth Leader Weekend.
Oh,
it was great.
Oh, so much great conversations, right? The laughter and the joy, the worship, the meaningfulness that we were able to experience together as a body there, taking communion with one another. Mm-hmm. And getting to hear, I loved hearing the different contexts in which different churches were represented there. You know, from really, really big to really small, and still hearing this commonality between all of us of really what we're shooting for, what we're striving after. And such a beautiful picture of the church. I loved it. I'm excited already for next year. Perfectly
same.
Honest. I'm like, let's go. Get it on your calendar. So no, it's coming
you hear
up.
This. Quicker than you think. Yeah. You want to be there next year. If you are in the RMD, we understand. If you're in the Rocky Mountain District, we understand that geography is a, let's be real, it's a hindrance. It's difficult
it's a hurdle
to be
sometimes.
Together.
Yep.
It can be. I mean, there's pockets of things, but to bring everyone together, I get it.
Yep.
This is an opportunity. Make this a priority.
Yeah.
Be together. I'm telling you, and hear it from me. This was good. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. It was refreshing. It allowed me to lift up my eyes instead of just being on the grindstone and see what's happening in my ministry and then hear wonderful takeaways and then and then be able to implement them immediately in some sense. So that's great. So don't miss out on this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And Harry, I loved it.
Yeah, I can't say it any better than that. we'll always remember this one and looking forward to the next one. So thank you all so much for listening to this podcast, Third Thursday Podcast, where this episode's coming out on the fourth Thursday, so don't get thrown off by that. But again, we had a good reason for it. We wanted to give you an amazing recap to the best of our ability.
Yeah. And, it's a third Thursday on a fourth Tuesday. No, it's going to be on the...
Hey. It's fourth Thursday.
Fourth Thursday. We're recording. Hey, you guys, we record this in advance. We're recording this on a Tuesday.
Right.
So, hey, the sheen is all off. I just pulled the curtain back.
No.
And no.
Don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain. Well, I've appreciated my time with you, Ben. And we had... Same. These kind of laughs, we had them all weekend. It was just so refreshing, so refreshing. as you step away from this podcast, those of you that are listening, we do want to ask you to ponder all the things you've heard and bring them to your leaders. How does this affect you and your leaders? Ask the question and ask it of your leaders. How does it affect your students? Ask the question, bring it to your team. And guess what? Your students. They've got a lot to offer. Ask your students. Have your students listen to this podcast. For crying out loud, this is a great episode for them. Have them listen to it and give their feedback of what their thoughts are. And then lastly, more than anything, How is God being honored through all that you're doing? Beautiful question to always ask. It's what we ended today's episode on, relying on the Holy Spirit, right? And so it's all for him in the end anyways, no matter what we do. And all glory be to the one who saved us and created us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the Third Thursday podcast. Thanks again, Ben.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Third Thursday podcast. We hope you feel connected, encouraged, and equipped to reach students with the gospel. You can find more resources at rmdcma.com/youth. If this content was helpful for you, make sure to share it with a friend. See you next time.